In 1995, Rodney Hampton would continue his rampage on the record book, breaking his own team mark by registering a fifth consecutive 1,000-yard season and becoming the Giants' all-time leading rusher, surpassing Joe Morris' prior record of 5,296 career rushing yards.
I knew that someday there were going to be somebody like Rodney Hampton to come home and break those records, and I knew it was going to happen because this was a great, great franchise that was on the right track and was going to draft great players to replace it.
What did it mean to you to become the franchise all-time leading rusher? Because when you retired, you held the record for the most rushing yards. Pretty storied franchise with a great tradition. To have that record, you knew eventually it would probably get broken, which Tiki eventually broke it. But to have that record, was that something that you were real proud of?
Well, you're proud of records, but records get broken all the time. You know, I'm not a big guy. Look at your stats, and you don't say that because they always going to be somebody either got a chance to break your records, you know. But we had a guy came in behind me, Tiki. Wow, he put up big numbers, you know. And it depends on what kind of offense you're in. You know, when Tiki came in, we threw the ball a lot, so you had a balanced attack. But records get broken all the time.